Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today from New Zealand, we hear from Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan. Sister Judith Ann lives in Dunedin and is a preacher and spiritual director. Her preaching is entitled, Jesus and Creation, Great Teachers.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said, "What is the kingdom of God like? To what can I compare it? It is like a mustard seed that man took and planted in the garden. When it was fully grown, it became a large bush, and the birds of the sky dwelt in its branches." Again he said, "To what shall I compare the kingdom of God? It is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch of dough was leavened." And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. One of the greatest ways, I believe, to learn and understand is to be asked a question, especially if we don't know the answer. Think about it. Questions can keep us on our toes, so to speak. And Jesus, being a great teacher, knew the art of questioning. I remember when I was teaching, often a student might ask what appeared to be a loaded question, yet I was reasonably sure that others in the class were struggling with the same uncertainty. So fear, perhaps, may have prevented them from asking just what they wanted to understand. Jesus would have realized that his disciples wanted to know and understand his teachings about the kingdom, and so he gave voice to their questions. He would often refer to the kingdom or the reign of God and make it very clear that this reign is here and now in our midst. Set your hearts on the kingdom, and all else will be given to you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. To whom does the kingdom belong? And taking a little child, he said, to such as these. In Luke's gospel, questions about the kingdom were raised 32 times, which tells us how curious people really were about this mystery. What is it? Where is it? How is it? Who is it? In today's gospel, the kingdom is seen as a small, yet powerful and vibrant, like a mustard seed or small piece of leaven. Why were bread and trees such wonderful images of the kingdom? Fairly obvious, isn't it? Trees are constantly growing before our eyes, and bread is usually on our tables for nourishment. Jesus obviously wanted the disciples and us to notice the miracles of the kingdom before our very eyes, simply to be noticed and appreciated. I think, too, it is because bread and trees remind us they are just what they are. That is, unique gifts of creation, which can only be just that. So we too are called to be our unique selves, as our brother Meister Eckhart tells us. The seed of God is growing in us into God, our God self. A tree gives glory to God. The kingdom is every little thing that happens in the day, and sadly, we may not even notice it. Hence, Jesus wanted to draw our attention through seeds and yeast to the beauty of how growth happens and how important also is the making of bread. Kneading the dough, waiting for the yeast to produce a risen loaf, and realizing that we didn't make it happen, We don't produce. It is all gift. The bread maker can't do it alone. Everything in creation takes time as we learn to wait and wonder. Maybe Jesus was wanting us to see that he himself is the seed, the yeast, which we can choose to nurture within ourselves. After all, the kingdom is not something people will be able to see and point to. Neither shall they say, "Lo, here, lo, there it is." Behold, the kingdom of God is within you. We are the kingdom, the reign of God, here and now. Being aware of the kingdom within us enables us to be in touch with the beauty of the kingdom in and all around us. So Jesus himself proclaimed the kingdom by living his divine life in human form here on earth. He was himself. Am I content to be who I am created to be? There is no point in the mustard tree wanting to be a sycamore, or a grainy loaf of bread wanting to be a plain loaf. We pray, "Thy kingdom come here and now on earth as it is in heaven." And let me close with a few lines from Joyce Kilmer's poem on trees. I think that I shall never see a poem lovely as a tree that looks at God all day and lifts its leafy arms to pray. May all the seeds we plant grow into glorious acts of creation, and all the bread we need be for our nourishment. Amen.